Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Read Pastor Rick Warren's stuff about yourself and Christian hedonism and stuff, but I can take one look at it. We can punch up his website. And I've heard about the stuff he's doing. I just can't detail it because I haven't followed it much. But, yeah, this is going on. I know about what's going on. And, again, Jesus was talking to the rabbis about how they really weren't, you know, one particular temple. What wasn't, you know, following, you know, what God has said in the Old Testament. So he said, you're of the synagogue of Satan. It's the same thing for these churches, Muslim temples. I don't care if you're a Hindu, whatever it is, you know, your temple, your church, your synagogue has become a command base of state-run religion, which is corporate-run religion. And so, you know, the point is separation of church and state is the government is involved in religion. Now they've turned it around saying you can't have your political views as a religion when you should all have your own diverse ideas. So they've turned it around backwards and are now saying the churches have to conform to what the government says when the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and then freedom of the press and so forth. Your take on that?
Yeah, this is about this is really about instituting passivity. And, you know, this is exactly the opposite of what you want. When no matter where you go, if you go into your, if you go to worship, and you should have a pastor who's out there talking about freedom and about supporting you as a free individual. And if that's not happening in your church, then you want to find another church.
I have family locally that went to a church. I've been there many times with my children, who had a preacher who was what I'd call constitutionalist, but more towards a little liberal, but anti-war, you know, talking about the Bill of Rights. They had him retire and brought in a husband-wife team, and it's all Bill Gates is Jesus, basically.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, but it's everywhere now. It's Baptist churches. It's everything.
Yeah, Bill Gates, you know, isn't that interesting? I mean, he'd probably say he's bigger than Jesus. Take on John Lennon, you know, with basically what are they doing? They are getting their little machine, direct instruction. They're getting the machine to every child, you know, so that they can directly speak to the child without anyone interfering. And this is happening everywhere. So, of course, this is their God because the God is in the box.
Well, exactly. What did Ray Kurzweil say? He said, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God.
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah. Connor in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
All right. Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to point out to you guys, I'm actually a 17-year-old in high school, and I've been meaning to call in for a while, and I'm glad you guys covered this, because last year when I was a sophomore, I took some intro to sociology and psychology classes, and I wanted to let you guys know, they're using the TED conferences as a part of the curriculum, where you have to take notes on the TED conferences.
Oh, yeah, no. And then they get all the smart people there to make globalism and collectivism look cool and sexy. And, yeah, no, they're forced, and it's all eugenics.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to do a TED conference. I'm sure they'd never give me a chance. You know, get me on Amy Goodman or a TED conference. These are things, they will never give you that voice. They will never give you that platform. These are people who are actually crafting behavioral modification.
And they know they are.
This is their role.
I've been around these globalists, and they go, of course we're doing behavioral modification and treating the public like a herd of baboons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're there treating
cool.
You.
You know, you're hip. Look at Bono. You know, you're hip. You're cool. You're talking about, you know.
Turns out 99% of the money he raises, he keeps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that came out. It's actually less than 1%. Talk about cold-blooded, man.
Yeah, really. That's something else, isn't it? You know,
Salvation Army gives about 97%.
Yeah, you know what? People who are forwarding this plan, there's a huge amount of hypocrisy. There's a huge amount of greed. But that is not at the top of the pyramid. The top of the pyramid is control. Control.
Wild control freaks.
Total control.
Hey, great point, Connor. Just say, spread the word. Expose Ted as a cult. Okay, do that. Fight back. Good job, Connor. Hey, listen, I know you're going to do the nightly news now with Melissa Melton, an interview. So congratulations on all you're doing, Rosa. You're going to come back after you speak in Bashville tomorrow. I'm going to tape some for a film that's coming up. So I just want to thank you for coming out. Rosa Corey, I get a lot of energy being around you. I think vice versa. Behind the Green Mask, available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. Get it. It's a weapon. Use it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I shot a video that's up on InfoWars.com where I break down the fact that the technology and the way it's set up, it doesn't jive, it doesn't fit. That if you're looking at what happened with Chase having zero balances 2 days ago for all its customers in the United States, if you see that, it just doesn't fit. I believe it's some type of test, trial balloon, just like they're now talking about taking all the money out of the bank accounts that are there in Cyprus. They're talking about now doing it in Italy, now in Spain. This is a very, very serious thing that's going on. Then you've got supposed hack attacks that are also going on with South Korea versus North Korea. They're saying they believe North Korea did it when North Korea's got the technical expertise to, you know, kill a bunch of villagers and drive around in 57 Chevys. I mean, because they can't even build cars. That's about it. Very, very suspicious there. They launched Stuxnet, of course, against Iran 4 years ago and then blamed it on hackers and said we need to get rid of web freedom because of Stuxnet. So this whole thing stinks to high heaven. They're implying it could have been a hack of Chase that did this to show balances of zero everywhere when that stuff is all compartmentalized and, again, multiple systems. Don't buy it on any front. And, again, the Germans are saying to the EU, just let us have the 10% or we just won't open the banks ever to get the money, period. And the banks are shut. They're not letting them have their money until they agree to give them 10% and set the precedent to give them money all the time. And, again, Obamacare, all this is meant to bankrupt you. It's meant to drive you into submission. Other news, press regulation, a victory for the rich, celebrated and the powerful. And that's the London Guardian, and it goes on. Freedom to blog in danger due to new press regulations. Yeah, they want it where you can't even photograph famous people, where you have to, you can't have a blog without having a government license. I mean, they'll try this here. They've said they want it. And then, well, you can't get your government license. We'll be under, my website will be under FCC control. The FCC a few years ago said, we want fairness doctrine on the web, not just talk radio. So here's BBC, press regulation, internet concerns expressed. So that's what's going on. That's what these tyrants are doing, because we're hurting them right now. They're telling you you're weak. They're telling you you don't have power, because you do have power. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, look at this group of articles right here on the health front. Test of anthrax vaccine in children gets tentative okay. This is from Reuters, a presidential ethics panel. They're the ones, the ethics panels decide to have death panels, and then they appoint the people that'll say to kill granny or kill the kid or kill kids up to age three. That's the bioethics panels that are calling for that. They say give experimental anthrax shots to newborn babies. And let's make it mandatory as well. Oh, want to see your mom? Got to take these shots in the hospital. Oh, want your kids in Little League? Everybody's got to take shots to even be on the field. It's a policy. But now they've got laws passed in California, trying to pass in Texas, to make it the law. Anyone that comes around children, including the way I see it written, parents, there's 120-something shots we're going to make you take now. Some shots have up to six different things in them. I mean, killing us openly. I mean, they tried this anthrax shots on the troops three different times and killed so many people they had to stop. But see, it's over the top. You see, can we kill a bunch of people, maim them, even take their kids? I mean, and watch out. If you want to sacrifice your baby to Satan when they shoot him up with all this, keep them there. Because, you know, most Satanists don't want to actually get in trouble. I mean, if you're into killing your kid, which I know some of you are, have the sacrament of the murder in the hospital, but make sure the hospital, you know, is openly with the killing, or they're going to blame you when the kid dies at home. Okay? So I just understand your sacrament is very important, because some of you actually enjoy killing your children. This is all kind of a little inside fun thing. A lot of abortionists, it comes out. I'm not joking, by the way, there. A lot of abortionists, it's truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of abortionists, it turns out, get the job because they're Satanist. You can look that up. It's come out. And they like to take the baby out at the 9-month and chop it up right there, and everybody gets off on it, and then they save little mementos. And I know I'm not trendy because I'm not into that. I'm not really, you know, hanging with the devil, man. Yuppie, bop, boop, bop, bop. You know, it's fun. Get down with Satan. Whoa, yeah. Chop that baby up. I'm not cool enough to get into that cat. Daddy-o, baby, yeah. All right. Now, speaking, you guys are all smiling in there. Was that particularly insane? That's just, we're not cool. We like babies. You heard the abortionists when they're like, please let us adopt the baby. They are ugly black babies. We will kill them. Now everybody's like, oh my gosh, like, that's racist to say it's not good to kill the black baby. That's actually in the news today. They arrested one of these guys for reportedly chopping them up after they were already out of the body. You know, they could have been adopted right there, Richard. And they're calling it racist if you don't want to chop up the black babies. Are you a racist, Richard?
Well, I must be. I guess we're all racist for being concerned about Chase getting zero balances to people for a period of time. And I guess since we're all concerned about babies getting anthrax vaccines that are in test phase, well, in any phase, period, I guess we're racist for being concerned about all.
Well, they have a high kill rate. I mean, we got to kill these babies. I mean, that's liberal.
Well,
too many people, Richard.
It's kind of like that news story that you've played over and over about the mercury's being beneficial from the New World Order.
No, they said mercury helps the child.
That's right.
Helps
so
kill them. Yeah,
from their perspective, it does help the child. So I guess we're just not cool enough yet. But
we're working on it, though.
Definitely on the racist side of being concerned about
this. Because you don't want to kill babies.
I don't want to kill babies. No,
I actually have the article out today. It's up at InfoWars.com. It's racist to not want to have the abortions. You didn't. Well, here's the headline.
Oh, I believe you. It's just amazing. The anaconda just keeps on squeezing and squeezing and squeezing the people of the whole world, the new world.
Richard, I wanted to get you in here for a win-win-win-win-win for our listeners. You know, we're not supported by Rockefeller Foundation grants like NPR. We're not supported by the New World Order, and our stations aren't either. A lot of our stations have signed up with InfoWarsHealth.com. to promote the vitamins and minerals and then also make a profit for themselves. But I want to encourage listeners to sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com today to get discounts as distributors. You get lower prices when you sign up for $10. And then you can also sign up and get free auto shipping. When you sign up for auto ship, you get free shipping. But I wanted to just tell people, these really are amazing products. And because I went out and found the best, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. So InfoWarsHealth.com. Give us some of the InfoWarsHealth.com news today, extremist racist.
Well, they really are amazing products. That's one thing.
It's immoral to sell things we believe in to fund liberty, though. Killing babies is trendy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I guess we'll just have to be untrendy and stay out of that activity, and we want to help and save the babies, and we want everybody's kids to grow up healthy and...
Because the way to counter all the stuff they're doing to us is what the building blocks our body needs.
Absolutely. Doc Wallach has covered it on your show many times, and Alex, you yourself have talked about how we've got mineral-depleted soils now where most of our crops are grown, and that brings in the necessity that all of us have, and ultimately, not just here in the United States, but all around the world, that people need to be supplemented with the Mighty 90. And so
that's racist.
Pack, I'm sorry, I'm going to proceed and be racist, but the Healthy Start Pack, also known as the Alex Pack, which contains the canister Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the EFAs, and also the OsteoFX.
Yeah, explain that. Explain the new big study out about how it kills the cancer cells in the colon.
That's right.
Which is racist.
They just completed a big Clemson study, research study, on two of the signature products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic. And in here it talks about that when Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic were administered to healthy human cell lines, they did not induce or create any inflammatory response in levels above and below the recommended dosages. Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic also showed inflammation protective properties and heightened the body's protective responses to possible inflammation.
Well, that's not good. It's the vaccines that kill the baby when the brain swells. So that's bad. Vaccine kill baby good. This stuff bringing down inflammation, helping the immune system, killing cancer cells bad.
Exactly.
Life bad, kill baby good.
It's biblical. What's good is so bad, it's, bad is good.
It's incredibly racist.
It's and racist.
So what's not racist is racist, but what is not racist is racist is racist.
There we are. So, and then following that, what's really key is they talk about here when these products, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate Classic, are administered to healthy human colon cells, there was no significant death of healthy human cells compared to cancerous colon cells. Ultimate Classic killed 95% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of cancerous liver cells, 65% of cancerous stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast.
And by the way, Wallach has sued over and over again whenever he does big studies or has studies done to prove and beaten the FDA. Over and over. We had the lawyer on last week, the top lawyer.
That's right.
The point is that Linus Pauling already found all this stuff and got a Nobel Prize in, what was it, 62 or something. I mean, they already knew all this. They just don't want people knowing this.
No, they don't. They don't want people knowing it. And so I think the battle to keep covering up this information will only intensify, and these things that they throw to us, that we're racist or that we're whatever we are, anti-human, they'll keep throwing that at us because we're getting the word out and Alex Jones is getting the truth out on his show. So it is key here, though, that they really talk about how that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic are killing these cancer cells in these different organs and parts of the body. So it's really an amazing...
Yeah, but that's not big. I mean, that's not important.
Well, I think maybe to the New World Order it's probably not important. They would love to cover that up. But, folks, I can't tell you. We don't talk about the business side of longevity very often with InfoWars Team, InfoWars Health. But the beautiful part is longevity products are for everybody. Is the business opportunity for everybody? No, it's not. It's not for everybody, but there are people that are out there that are in.
If you're already a good salesman and want the best products, or for your church or your business, or let's say you're a chiropractor or medical doctor or whoever, I mean, this is some really evil, horrible, top-of-the-line superfoods, super vitamins, minerals, almost 400 products, InfoWarsHealth.com, and you support us so we can do bad things like try to, restrict abortion of 9-month-old babies. Because you're also funding a really evil organization that, tries to promote people that are creating printable guns to defend the Second Amendment and just all the other bad things we do. Liberty, justice, freedom, Bill of Rights, due process, First Amendment. I mean, when you fund us by buying your products at InfoWarsHealth.com, by shopping with the good guys, you're just doing horrible things. So.
Well, and let me tell you, Alex, one of the frequently asked questions right now is, as a preferred customer, how do I become a distributor? There are tons of folks out there now that have been wanting to become distributors and get want information on it. The easy way is just to go to InfoWars Health, InfoWars Team. You can email email Catherine. The email is on there on the website, and she will help you go through the steps of upgrading from preferred customer to distributor.
Catherine at InfoWars.com. And we've also got another great team. You can call that toll-free number right there on the site, 888-789-9277. Tell them you want to be a distributor. Thank you for your extremism, Richard Reeves.
You're very welcome, sir.
Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the next segment, I'm going to look at the entire geopolitical field, the hack attacks, the military things that are happening, the use of Al-Qaeda against Muslim countries by the West, and just how over the top all this is and what I believe it's leading to. But I want to continue with what's happening with bank runs here and around the world, seeing some of the glitches and problems that are being rolled out. But let's go up to InfoWars.com first. If you go to the featured news areas, Chinese eugenicist factory collects genius DNA to breed enhanced people. Chinese may launch eugenics operations for economic reasons, offering it to the world. That's why they take your blood for now 41 years at birth in all Western countries and put it in a UN database. I, of course, broke that 16 years ago. It was declassified about 5 years ago. Oh, they secretly take your blood. Of course they do. They spy on you. They do whatever they want. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines. You're not in Kansas anymore, folks. Syrian rebels caught on tape discussing chemical weapons attack. Well, yeah, last year we had video of them talking about that. And now there's new ones. Doesn't matter. They'll just blame it on Assad and say he's Al-Qaeda while they use Al-Qaeda and publicly arm him. It's just the American people say, good, kill everybody, nerve gas them. Feinstein vows not to play dead on anti-Second Amendment bill. Look, she brings out her ultra-radical bill. So now the bill that's gone through has banning of private sales and basically national registration and letting the police say everybody's mentally ill and throw you in a mental institution, which all authoritarian systems have done. And we just saw a case in Williamson County that was in the paper. They're always, you know, setting up innocent people. They're famous for that. Throwing lawyers who are totally well-spoken, have no criminal record, who sue them. They just come and arrest you and throw you in a mental institution for 3 years and, you know, drug you up. And then finally, you know, the person's a lawyer, so has other lawyers sue and get you out. And you hear the person interviewed, they're totally cogent. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is that they're charging people for hay dust and giving them 5 years in prison. They're charging people, giving them 5 years in prison if in your own creek cows go down and drink and some mud gets into the creek, something animals have always done. Look at Africa. You know, they're running free and open. You know, the animals go down and the water buffalo go down. The same thing as a cow, same species, just wild. You're arrested. You let a couple balloons go for your girlfriend, you know, as a present. State police pull over by your house. You just let those balloons go? Yeah, for my girlfriend. All right, you're facing multiple counts, 5 years in jail per balloon. It's a felony, and he'll have his guns taken. And the jury will convict. And then they will pay to keep him in jail for 3 or 4 years of the sentence, building things for 25 cents an hour, and then they'll wonder why they don't have a job. They won't figure it out because they want to get hurt. They want to get hurt bad. It's a religion to be a chump. It's a religion to get run over. It's a religion to be abused. It's a religion to have the largest prison population. It's a religion to have an illegal foreign banking government crushing other countries and crushing us. $85 billion. They're just running up our debt where it's impossible to pay back, giving it to the IMF and World Bank, which are part of the Federal Reserve. Its local name is Federal Reserve. You're a foreign banking takeover arm. You call yourself the Federal Reserve. I'm convinced hijackers could take over aircraft and put on the captain's suit and walk out and say, I am the captain. And, you know, they could be, you know, I am Habib Ahmed, I am the captain, even have bombs strapped on them. And most people on board the plane would kneel. And if the captain ran out in his underwear and said, no, he's got my uniform, the people on board would attack the clear American, whether he was black, white, Hispanic, whatever. They would tear him apart and just start bowing. Oh, we love you. Oh. And then they would probably grab hanger days and pull the pins out. Ah, kill me. You're the government. I mean, you know, I mean, it's mass Stockholm syndrome. I'm serious. As long as you just say you're the government and you're actually scary, they fall before you. Now, if you're good and wholesome and want to help them, they attack you like piranhas. If you talk common sense, you're a terrorist. And I have the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of their new reports right here. Look at this if you're a TV viewer. Look at the drawing they did of me where I look like some kind of evil superhero. You guys document cam on this? I mean, look at that. And they say I'm one of the leading terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. I am a deadly terror. Look how evil I look. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. And there's a new comic book out, a new Avengers, where the Red Skull is like throwing some fat redneck down, and it's me. Yeah, I look like a mean John Lithgow there. I mean, this is the type of stuff. And the public loves it. They're like, take everything I got. You know, shoot my kid up with cancer viruses. You know, it's fine. Yeah. Give my baby 50 vaccines. I'll have a convulsion and die. Put me in jail. Thank you for killing my baby. Throw me in jail. They'll apologize when they go to prison. You know, it's like, you want your bank account taken. You want to die young. You want aspartame in your milk. You want brain damage. You want it. You got it. I'm talking to new listeners who love the government. You're right. They're going to rape you hard. You love it. Just make sure.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the winds.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And resistance to tyrants is the only thing that will produce a good, healthy, happy, incredibly wealthy, and prosperous society. And then those that win the liberty are always the greatest generation. The 1776ers are our real greatest generation. People that went through the Depression were a great generation compared to what we've become because they went through hell, and that made them stronger. As Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And it's really true. And then generations become decadent, they become slobs, and then they don't want to hear about tyranny. They don't want to hear about corruption. They want to say that doesn't exist. And laugh at those that warn them. And then when you laugh at those that warn you about tyranny, well, pretty soon it grows and grows and grows. And then you still have to defend the tyranny because you don't want to admit you were wrong. Plus, now the tyranny's out in the open and scary. And so you stick your head deeper in the sand. You run further under the black wings of the New World Order and snuggle up to its undercoat, begging it for some more government vomit. But now it's not little chunklets of meat stolen by Mommy Vulture. Now Mommy Vulture's spewing down acid on top of your little gosling head, and it's not going to be very fun. So there I go with some bird analogies for everyone. I am Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv for subscriber members. Of course, we're heard on XM 166, over 150 AM and FM stations, and have one of the largest talk radio, if not the largest, podcast in the country and in the world, with over 600,000 a day downloading it from the listen page at InfoWars.com. And, of course, you also can sign up for the free newsletter and where we send out news alerts and the free digital copy of the InfoWars magazine at InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can also subscribe to get 12 monthly issues of the magazine. You can also sign up there on the site to not just get the free magazine digitally, but as I said, sometimes newsletters, special alerts we send out. It's all available at Infowars.com/newsletter. Sign up there to get it all. And also don't forget to support our sponsors. That is what makes the broadcast possible. And don't forget InfowarsHealth.com, where we've assembled the very best, just amazing, full spectrum vitamins, minerals, cofactors, just the very best stuff in the world has been assembled there by Dr. Wallach and others, and we have it discounted and free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping. And your purchase then also supports the broadcast and helps get the word out on so many other fronts, so we can also support other activists in the fight for liberty on so many fronts. It's just a win-win-win chain reaction effect. So be sure and get the very best vitamins and minerals like Polymers Plus, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the 300, almost 400 other products in the product catalog you can find at InfoWarsHealth.com. And also you can call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277 to ask any questions or get any help you need for signing up for auto ship to get the free shipping. Or you can sign up to be a distributor in a win-win-win-win capitalistic situation. I know that's very evil nowadays, but I want to apologize for it. And become a distributor and get even bigger discounts. It only costs $10 to become a distributor and get those discounts. So, again, that's how much it costs to sign up there at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. If you're a new customer wanting to sign up to be a distributor or to ask questions, you can also call 888-789-9277. Don't forget AutoShip, free shipping for U.S. customers on AutoShip when you sign up for that. Okay, let me give the number out, because after I cover some more of these headlines, I want to take a few calls before Rosa Corey gets in here in studio with us, then we'll open the phones up for her as well on your Agenda 21 horror stories. Recognizing the threat, recognizing the enemy operations is half the battle. Recognize it, identify it, demonize it, because that's not hard. You just show what it is. It's demonized. It's the enemy. It's trying to demonize us, because they know we're the antidote. So demonize them, hit them as hard as you can, expose all their crimes. Only problem is they're so unbelievable, people won't believe it. And they will fall. They will fall. In any fight, ladies and gentlemen, don't think about who's winning. Can't tell you how many physical fights I got in, and I'm not a tough guy, but I grew up in Dallas, got in a lot of fights, where some guy would be pounded on you, and he'd stop after he punched you a few times to see if you were going to fall over. And that was always my opportunity, even if they were faster and tougher than me, okay, they just let up. You know, now I'm hurt bad. Now I can turn on the good old boy juice. you know, and stomp their butt in the ground. That's the same thing. Just stop listening to them. They're going to tell you we're powerless. They're going to tell you we're losing. They're going to tell you we're pathetic. They're going to tell you we're defeated. Just keep swinging. Keep swinging, ladies and gentlemen, and they will fall. Their whole New World Order will fall because things are about to get a lot worse. And if you think this radio show has exploded because what we've talked about is coming true, imagine when more and more comes true. Imagine what's going to happen when you've talked about this stuff to your friends, family, and neighbors, and it starts all coming true. Now you're going to be the go-to person. I can't tell you how many police officers and how many federal officers have called into this show or that I've run into personally. I mean, I've run into them when they're protecting, you know, famous people. I'll just leave it at that. Well, one time, it's so long ago, I'm talking about it. The Bush daughters. Federal marshals, you know, wanting my autograph and stuff, and you know, talking to me about the New World Order and all the rest of it. I mean, it just constantly happens. On average, these are not bad people. They're compartmentalized. They know my show's telling the truth because they're in the belly of the beast. They are seeing all this stuff for themselves. I have found it easier to wake up people in the power structure than the general public. It's easier to wake up military. It's easier to wake up police. It's easier to wake up, and I'm not kissing up to those groups either. People know I used to be at a fundamental primitive level attacking all those groups because I saw them as the tentacle of the enemy I was fighting. Until I realized the tentacle has its own brain and doesn't particularly like what it's attached to. You understand that? I've discovered we can turn the tentacles against the system because the tentacles actually came from America. They've just been hijacked. But to make a long story short, we've heard the calls where police and military were laughed at 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. They're not laughed at now. Now they're the go-to guys. Now they're the people everybody was constantly calling up for investment advice, for family advice, for New World Order advice, because they heard you talk about it. I mean, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has talked about the people he knows in government, but I mean, take another Roberts, Colonel Craig Roberts, who was, you know, on the Tulsa Police Department, head of the SWAT team, also helicopter pilot, worked on the Oklahoma City bombing as a detective. And he was telling them it was the government exposing all the names. So they put a federal investigation on him, had all the cops spying on him. Cops were getting killed as well that were investigating on the Oklahoma City force. And then now they all call apologizing and begging to come out to meetings with him and want to know all about it. And now that he's retired. But I've heard that story hundreds of times to be conservative. So it's the same thing with you and your own life. Educate people now. Let them laugh at you. Well, now they're not really laughing. We've kind of gone past that. And be a leader in your area. But let me give you the toll-free number. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, to jam in a few calls ahead of our guest. I'm kind of, you know, going off on a rampage here because I start talking about Stockholm Syndrome. And Stockholm Syndrome got that name decades ago from a case in Stockholm, Europe. But if you study it in history, you see it happen a lot, where you've got people that are kidnapped, you've got people that are enslaved, you've got, I mean, there are many cases where police bust into some house where they've got, you know, 3 or 4 people chained up in a backroom sweatshop who've been prisoners for 5-10 years, and the people will fight the police to protect the enslaver. And that's called the Stockholm Syndrome. Well, you can also get that towards a corrupt government, like North Korea. You can get mass Stockholm Syndrome where people are so scared of a hijacker. They're so scared of an abuser that they end up groveling to them and convincing themselves that the person really has their best interest at heart. And it actually happens now. Some studies, you know, back in the 60s and things showed about 25% of people, roughly, would go under Stockholm very quickly. Now it's over 60% revert to Stockholm. Remember the Stanford research program? They had a few other university programs where they could get graduate students to torture people and then follow orders to kill them, believing they were killing people. And they found on average over 90% would kill if their professor told them to kill. Well, see, I'm not one of those people. Whenever I talk under my breath and talk to the crew, people are like, what's he talking about? I'll tell them I'm hearing bleed over. I don't know if it's from the network or what it is, but I got clips in my ear. But sound like bumper music. All right. Got to diagnose that. We're live on the air. People won't find it. Won't find it later. We've been adding some new stuff to the studio, so some of that stuff can happen. All right. Now, continuing here, let's just go to some of your phone calls, because I need to reset. And when you hear talk show hosts say reset, it means you get so many ideas going in your mind, so many points, that it's really impossible to then pull back and try to cover it all. But I just want to get this message out to everybody. Having the Stockholm syndrome, loving your abusers, giving into it, doing what it says, is going to destroy you. And if you buy into this false reality they're spewing, we're going to have the total implosion of our society and an authoritarian nightmare that is going to look pale in significance.
All right. All right. We'll talk later.
I love Obama. I'm dying for Obama. I will kill for Obama.
You will kill for Obama.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And that is just an example of the type of people that are out there who have their payroll taxes raised, their whole future destroyed, and they have childlike looks in their eyes. We could see the video as a radio listener they were just playing. It's just abject three-year-old. It's like a delusional three-year-old. And they love the delusion. They love the Stockholm syndrome. They love the lie. And I've just seen it hundreds and hundreds of times where they're completely childlike. And they completely buy into anything and everything they're told. And for those of us that are awake, there's not just those that are in the Stockholm syndrome. There's also people that are so threatened by it that they're scared deep down, so they lie to themselves. And then they also say that those of us that say we know what's going on, that we're showing off, that we think we're smarter than they are. I ought to send an email to Papa Bowie of the Howard Stern Show, because after I was on Howard Stern, it was such a popular interview, I was driving the next day listening to a rebroadcast of the After Wrap-Up Show, and he was saying, well, you know, Alex Jones is an interesting guy, but he thinks he's smarter than other people. He thinks he knows things and sees things that we don't. And then he's like, I just don't see the world being that complex and people having it together. And you know what? You're right. The general public doesn't have it together, and things are falling apart, and the average person is in a trance. So you're judging the elitist, the globalist, off of how you see the world and people around you. See, the globalists are social engineers. They've all written books how they set this up. Bertrand Russell, countless others. So I've read all the books they've written, many of the books, Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, The Anglo-American Establishment by Carol Quigley, The Technotronic Age, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Club of Rome documents. I mean, we've had people take out of the National Archives, you know, that's got restricted, do not release senators' papers about world government and Bilderberg and, you know, that we publish. Big breaking stuff. And then it's not even a big deal. People won't even go read the documents. So see, I'm covering something. It's like talking about the last Super Bowl. I know who won the last Super Bowl. I mean, it's not like it's my opinion. I know what happened. It's like saying there was a power outage at the Super Bowl. That happened. They're like, oh, that's your opinion there was a power outage. And I'm not criticizing him. I'll send him an email and ask to come on his show. And like really walk through some of this stuff, because let me tell you what Stockholm syndrome is. It's when you're abused and you defend the abuser because it convinces you that you're in control. You're not in control. You're chained up. And these psychopaths know how to break you and control you, where they finally know you're broken and where they can take your chains off and you'll do whatever they say forever. And then you will defend your enslaver because you're delusional, and what you're afraid of is admitting you were conned, that you were manipulated. But the lie begins, that's later, the lie begins by thinking that if you just like this person that's abusing you and do whatever they want, somehow that will give you power over it. Delusional people are into playing tricks, and I've noticed losers and failures always have systems and manipulations they're running and games they're playing, and they imagine things are like dominoes that are going to fall one into the other and some master plan. And it's those very people that will deny there's a globalist master plan, though they're fantasizing about it themselves. But see, the globalists are building on thousands of years of developed survival of the fittest tyrannies out of the Roman and then British model that actually do work. But I've noticed the loser population plays at intrigue, plays at manipulation. And I'm just getting off into a hall of mirrors here in my own mind, just trying to understand what the globalists are up to. But really, they have a philosophy of cheat, don't be for any side, care about no one, and then try to manage whatever new crisis there is with more BS because you're in the positions of power. That's why societies end up falling under these people, because they lie to themselves. So if it doesn't make sense at some levels, it's because they're smoking their own dope. The globalists have their own Stockholm syndrome to what they have released. They have their own Stockholm syndrome to what they've created. They think they're in control of this. They think they're the authors of a machine that was started more than 6,000 years ago in ancient tyrannies in Egypt, Babylon, Tyre, then Greece, Rome, the Venetians, the Byzantines, on through the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, and then the Renaissance against it. And we are the Renaissance. Those of us that are, we are the thinkers, we are the lovers. We are the people that believe humanity should be empowered. We're the people that want destiny, that want to taste it, who want to live it, who want to empower, who want to grow, who want to see people win. And the globalists are cancer. They're a bunch of greedy, stunted, wicked people who are in control because they're willing to break the rules like cancer, and they must be routed out, they must be removed, they must be destroyed. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This
a man going around taking names. And he decides...
All right, I'm going to get into massive hack attacks going on, they claim, around the world. I believe are false flags driven by the Global Crime Syndicate for a takeover from South Korea to the United States. What's happening with the zero balances for everybody with J.P. Morgan Chase bank accounts in the U.S. and their debit cards? What really happened with that? A Cyprus crisis deepens. German government says, along with the EU, give us 10% out of all your bank accounts or... we'll just shut all the banks and take all your money. Oh, man. I mean, it's just the lawlessness because everybody lays down. And they're going to do this here. They're moving towards America. They're going to do us last. I need to explain that to everybody here. They save the best for last. So I just want to impart this to you. Groveling and laying down is what empowers these people. They always say compromise. They never compromise. And I know our hardcore listeners know this. But it's time for the whole world to get serious about what's happening and realize it. You know, I haven't had a call from this station in years. We had this station as an affiliate like 15 years ago. I know they've got a couple more stations there. So I knew we had an AM there, but a KCXL 100.2 9 FM, so 102.9 in Kansas City. Steve in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead and thanks for holding.
It's an honor to talk to you. You're the catalyst for my waking up many years back. I was calling because I was thinking yesterday about I've wondered for a while why the Bush regime would allow the assault weapons ban to expire to begin with, and it made me think of Rumsfeld, you know, arming North Korea or Iran and Afghanistan and all them guys and kind of arming their enemies before they go to war with them. It was just to see what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, we had taken back the House to a great extent, some good people, and so that was defeated. But they're acting like it's a victory that Feinstein's bill's in trouble. She'll get that with the next shooting. It's got the end of private sales where you can't give a gun to your grandson or your son or your daughter. And where I can't trade guns with my dad or have him go, you know, hey, your great uncle died. Here's his shotgun. I mean, the reason I probably got 50, 60 guns is most of them are dead relatives' guns. I mean, a lot of them are. And it just ends all that and then registers everything so they can confiscate them. When criminals don't even follow the laws. So we need to beat all these bills. We need to get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act because criminals are going to have guns anyways. And they're now creating felonies, sir, for a battery, a double-A battery in your backyard is 5 years in jail by accident. Your kid's left out there. And I find batteries all the time in my yard because, the kids play with toys and they fall out. I mean, and let me tell you, I mean, every month I see some guy arrested for that. Okay? I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, balloons. A balloon goes in the air, you're going to jail. I mean, we launch balloons all the time. My kids love doing it. We'll tie something to it. And it's over. So I say get rid of all gun control laws, everything. Get rid of it all. That's the answer. Go ahead.
Well, the founding fathers, when the Second Amendment was drafted, citizens, I think you made this point before, had cannons. There was no bigger, better armament at the time than a cannon. You know, it didn't even cross their mind, I believe, to take the cannons from the people. You know, I believe that, yeah, we have a right to bear arms and, you know.
Hey, last time I checked, buddy, there are more than 50,000 Barrett semi-auto 50s in America and hundreds of thousands of bolt action that you could take airplanes down with them. There's never been a crime with a 50 except one armored car robbed in, the 80s. Again, because gun owners are so law-abiding. So take all the laws off of us. We're good people. It's not that we're just law-abiding. If you don't trust the people with guns, how do you trust the government? See, the government's always far more dangerous. And I know you know that, brother. All right, George. He's a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer right now, a subscriber. We're going to come back to him. And then Casey. And then many others that are patiently holding. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.